Welcome to What Am I Looking At? A podcast from the Department of Art and Design at Arkansas State University. My name is Dr. Tema Balducci, and I'm a professor specializing in modern and contemporary art. Throughout this series, each presenter will be giving insight into works of art that are in some way unusual, sometimes strange, sometimes hard to understand. I hope you enjoy today's exploration of the visual on your radio. If you like restful landscapes and still lifes, some of the art made in the 20th century probably seems a bit far-fetched. And it's true that artists in the last 100 years have broken every possible rule. But even if something does look like it was made by a fifth grader or even a toddler, there was always a method behind the seeming madness, and it's usually pretty fascinating. This is the case with one of the original rule breakers of the 20th century, the French artist Marcel Duchamp. His most shocking piece, called Fountain, is literally a urinal that's been turned 90 degrees, the kind you can find in any public men's restroom. His contemporaries didn't really get what he was trying to do either. He submitted it to a jury of his peers for inclusion in an exhibition. Matisse was on the jury and immediately rejected it. No reasons have come down to posterity, but we can probably guess. So what was Duchamp thinking? Why did he present a urinal as a work of art? The work was made towards the end of World War I. The world had utterly changed for Europeans in just a few short years. Many were against a war they felt had been caused by greed. Europeans historically thought of themselves as incredibly civilized, but here they were embroiled in a horrific war that could have been avoided with better communication and diplomacy. If leaders were willing to throw that away, to sacrifice lives, to break the social contract, then did anything have meaning? Duchamp and other artists felt that all agreed upon understandings of the world were on the table. And his urinal was meant to shock, to make people question everything they believed. He called it a ready-made, which literally means that it is an already-made everyday object that he declares to be art. So what happens if you take a urinal, something you've never paid much attention to, and you put it on display in a museum? Do you look at it differently? Do you start to think about its shape and color and not just its function? Do you start to question the role of the artist, of even how you understand art? Because of these many questions, Duchamp is considered one of the first conceptual artists. His art was absolutely not about beauty. It's not something people want hanging over their sofa. He made art about ideas, art that made people uncomfortable, made them question their own assumptions and beliefs. So it is art, but of a completely new kind, one that people still struggle to come to grips with. What Am I Looking At is provided by KASU in collaboration with the Department of Art and Design at Arkansas State. Stay tuned next week for another look at art over your airwaves.